It's time for Michigan Sports Talk Morning Show, broadcasting live all across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. This is X's and Bros.
Swings it out to Sadiq Bey. Gets Benny in the corner.
To Abdul Rahman at midcourt. Extra pass.
And it goes for the win. The three-pointer by Jordan Poole.
Here's the give. Walker.
Kenny Walker. Backs down. Swing.
Goff's got it. Back. Looks. Throws. Ends up.
Yes.
Caught. Touchdown to Kurt Myers. They did it. Armin Ross. They brought the receiving end.
Sends one to deep left center field. Back it goes, and that ball's
out of here. A grand slam from Miguel Cabrera. He's got two goals. Larkin in on goal. Scores! His first career hat trick in his seventh season for Dylan Larkin.
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Rise and shine, folks. Welcome back here. X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network. Great to have you riding along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio and worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. We say good morning to you. We welcome you. We thank you. We appreciate you. And, of course, we encourage you to join the program at any time. You can text the keyword sports radio, send that to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Our Meyer Supercenter guest line, 866-838-4843. That's 866-838-4843. Wow, big sneeze there if you saw that on camera. Woo! That one hurt the chest. So now I'm looking at Arkansas and Michigan basketball history. When Arkansas makes it to as many Final Fours as Michigan, then we can have that conversation. Jeez. Some people can't help it. Arkansas is at Michigan basketball. You're right. They're not Michigan basketball. They're not Michigan football either. They're not the Michigan brand. They're not it. They wish they were, but they're not. And that's okay. Maybe one day they'll get there. Maybe they'll get there under Coach Calipari. Maybe that'll happen. Maybe it won't. My buddy Bump checking in from North Carolina. Bobby Hurley, Dan's brother, to Kentucky. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know where Kentucky goes from here and how they're going to make this work, because it's going to be some tough sledding here, because now, I mean, we're a little bit, and the portal window shouldn't have opened up until today anyways. That'd be what the next thing I would change is I would make the portal window the day after the national championship, so it's equal for everybody. Maybe a couple days after. Maybe make people kind of sit on it for a while, and give the coaches that have had the success the opportunity to actually enjoy what they've just done. Regardless of what happened in last night's game, I'm happy for Matt Painter. They finished 34-5, one of the best teams in Purdue basketball history. Zach Edey with back-to-back National Player of the Year awards. He proved why. I mean, without him, Purdue would have been toast, 37-10 in the national championship game. And you know what? Look, plays full 40 minutes. Sure, he got tired, but he was out there. He was out there. And how about the putback dunk, too? I mean, talk about a guy, 15 minutes of play and only 2 points. But Camden Heidi, my goodness, was that nasty. And he's just a freshman, 6'7", 205, just elevated over the top. For the love of elevation, yes. But we do have a national champion. It is UConn. And back-to-back national titles, the UConn Huskies did not slow down at all after winning it last year. All right, what else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
Nah, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Huge news. The Detroit Tigers lost again, their third consecutive loss. They fell to the Pittsburgh Pirates on the road at PNC Park, 7-4. Now, Pittsburgh is a team with the victory. They are 9-2 on the year, and that is tied for the best record in Major League Baseball right now. The only other team that has a winning percentage like them would be the New York Yankees, also at 9-2. The Tigers with the loss fall to 6-4 after their third consecutive loss. Not a good outing whatsoever. They are back in action later on today for game two of this two-game series. Quick little two-game set against the Buccos today, just after noon at 12:35. And then they'll get a day off tomorrow and get ready for a weekend series against the Minnesota Twins. So we had a lot of momentum early on with the five straight wins, and they have gone 1-4 in the next five. It has not been good. Pittsburgh, like I mentioned, 12:35. Thursday, they got a 1:10 start time, followed by 6:40 on Friday, 1:10 on Saturday, 1:40 on Sunday, and then they'll be right back in action Monday through Thursday against the Texas Rangers. They got a full week of games. Minnesota at home this weekend, Texas early next week, Minnesota on the road to end next week. We'll see. I don't know. Plenty to be concerned about if you're a Tigers fan. Oh, it doesn't look good. Dan Hurley's plans to stay at UConn eyes a dynasty in modern times. And oh my God, Kentucky or anywhere that's going to take her further from New Jersey, talking about his wife. When asked about the reaction, I mean, we just went to Rhode Island, which I had to drag her to, and then to Connecticut. I got her closer, and now further. I can't afford a divorce right now, too. I just started making money. Good for him. He seems like someone you'd want to hang out with. I don't know about getting on the floor and shoving his player. I'm not really sure what was going on there. I don't know whatever he and Zach Edey had to say to each other. I'm not really sure. That stuff can probably stay, but pretty intense. And look, I mean, back-to-back champions, UConn beating Purdue, cruises to a sixth NCAA title. Congratulations to the Connecticut Huskies. The NCAA is eyeing consumer protection systems for the NIL era. You don't need any of this. If you would just do it right, then you wouldn't need any of this. One piece which we've been looking on for a while is what we call consumer protection. According to Charlie Baker, the NCAA president, for the first time, some semblance of what the market looks like for student athletes and their families can have some idea about whether or not somebody's promising them or telling them is actually legit. The second piece is you create almost like a Yelp or a TripAdvisor that will give student athletes the ability to talk about third parties that do right by them and third parties that don't. I think it's unfortunate. Stop the quote. I think it's unfortunate you people won't pull your head out of your rear ends. That's what I think it is. You don't have to have any of this if you just collectively bargain and unionize. That's all you have to do. That's it. Collectively bargain and unionize. Boom, done. The NCAA could also okay a new transfer eligibility rule at their next meeting. The proposed legislation, which was first reported by The Athletic, would not limit the number of times an athlete can transfer. However, athletes would still need to transfer. We'll still have two transfer windows. It wouldn't be able to transfer mid-year and play for a second school in the same season. However, this new legislation, you'd have to meet specific academic requirements. So that's good. You know, at least make the kid actually do, you know, hold up to his part of the bargain. I wonder how that would affect a player like Doug McDaniel. I don't mean to beat up on him because he's no longer in Michigan, but I mean, the guy had academic issues. Then the really weird home and away suspension thing was just that the whole thing just didn't sit right with me. Landon DuPont got the okay to compete in the WHL full-time at the age of 15, the next up-and-coming superstar. I refuse to use the word generational talent because we'll see if he's the best player in his generation, but it's going to take some time. The Knicks have been fined $25,000 for violating their injury reporting rules. This one, to me, they failed to accurately disclose the status of Mitchell Robinson ahead of their meeting with the Toronto Raptors back on March 27th, so the league fined him $25,000. They listed him as out, and then he went on to appear in the game. I don't know if that's a clerical sort of like administrative error there, but regardless, the NBA's biggest issue is making sure the guys are playing. And as I've talked about, Mark Parker sent a message in earlier. He said, "I'm in landscaping. If I don't cut lawns, I don't get paid." That it's literally what it is. You know, if you get hurt, maybe you collect 50% of the salary on the games that you missed. That's the only way. Like, you know, people, oh, then you got guys like Draymond Green crying, well, now you're rushing guys back. We're not rushing anybody back. You get 50% of your pay. 50% of a couple million is still pretty good. Come back when you're ready, though. Make sure you're ready. The Hawks star, Trae Young, with his finger injury, has been cleared to practice with the team. He had left pinky surgery. He's been cleared to return. 6 weeks he was out with that left pinky. And finally, the Detroit Red Wings with a massive game. Now, they got some help last night with Toronto and Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh did steal a point for the Maple Leafs, but didn't get two as the Leafs won 3-2 in overtime. We'll talk a little bit more about the Wings coming up later on here in the program. This is X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
In the 10.
Step up to the plate with Eagle Casino and Sports, the mobile sportsbook app that you can bet on all your favorites all year round, including, of course, our national pastime. So download the app and start winning today at Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan. Must be 21 years or older and in Michigan to play. Getting the draft right is imperative for teams in mid-major markets like Detroit. The Tigers can't afford to miss on picks because they don't have the capital to pull from covering such mistakes. On this date in 2009, former Tigers first-round pick Rick Porcello faced Ricky Romero, a first-round choice of the Blue Jays. It marked the first time in history that a pair of former first-rounders faced each other in their major league debuts. Romero would play just 5 seasons and win just 51 games. Porcello, taken 27th overall out of Seton Hall Prep in New Jersey, would spend 6 years with the Tigers before going to Boston, and 2 years later would win the American League Cy Young Award.
We're teeing off our 10th year. At the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
You're listening to Michigan Statewide Morning Show, X's and Bros, right here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network. So great to have you with us. Another amazing text that has come in this morning. Text the keyword sports radio, send that to 21,000, or call us on the Meijer Supercenter guest line to explain yourself, 866-838-4843. This one comes from Frederick. It is amazing how 1.5 in asterisks bothers people. I understand when you accept cheating, spelled accept wrong, and have the blue wall spin it, it cushions the blow. I mean, when the NCAA exonerates you, I don't know what else you want. I really am not sure what else you want. I do like the half championship. That's entertaining. Because basketball season just came to a close, we'll call it 3 championships in the last 40 years, 3 national championships. Your school could never going to go undefeated. It's never going to happen the rest of your life. Definitely in the rest of my life, it's never going to happen. Your favorite school is not going to go undefeated. They're not going to win a national championship in basketball. They're not going to win a national championship in football. And that could be whomever your favorite team is. Outside the outliers, Ohio State, but outside of that, in this area, it's not going to happen. I'm sorry. I don't mean to hurt your feelings. That's not why I'm here. You could say whatever you want. When you just manhandle Alabama, just manhandle them. Just beat the hell out of them at the line of scrimmage. That's pretty tough to argue. But, you know, hey, look, if you're mad about it, that's fine. Today wasn't supposed to be about Michigan. That all happened because Dave brought up Dusty May and FAU. I was just trying to talk about Connecticut and Purdue. I didn't need to have a Michigan-based conversation. I didn't need to talk about how great the Maize and Blue are, the Wolverines. I didn't need to do all that. I don't know how many times I got to say, like, hey, I was wrong on Juwan Howard. I thought it would have worked. It should have worked. It didn't work. That's okay. That's all right. If that's my one miss in 15 years, like, that's totally fine. I can live with that. And guess what? I learned from that too. I learned from that. Not only did it happen, but I was able to take the information that I have and hopefully be better because of it. That's really the way that I look at this. I look at this from a perspective of, you know, throughout the course of your life, you're going to gain knowledge, gain information. Can you put it into good practice? Can you use it to benefit and better yourself? That's kind of where I'm at. So I'm looking forward to the next chapter of Michigan athletics. And for those that don't like it, okay, great. I mean, I'm more than happy to talk about your school too. I can do that. I just don't think about them. That's the thing. Like, it just doesn't, it never crosses my mind. I had a segment scheduled for right now because Ryan sent me a tweet last night that Michigan assistant Saadi Washington, according to internet rumor, might be interviewing to join Tom Izzo's staff at Michigan State. And some people, well, what do you think? First off, there's not going to be, everybody in college basketball basically knows what everybody runs. So I'm not worried about like secrets. I know that Ohio State's very upset that their running back coach left them to go to Michigan. Like, I get it. They're really worried about it. Like, it's driving those people insane down there. But they're nuts anyways. That's all I think of. They don't talk about anything else. That's all they want is Ohio State football. Okay. All right. I mean, good luck. For Saadi Washington, who, according to at Spartan Hoops, I don't know how legitimate of a source this is. I don't know. He said the source was Michigan 24/7. I was looking for it. Ryan, I don't know how much you know about this. I don't know if this is just internet rumor or not. But if it happens to be true that Saadi Washington has an interview with Tom Izzo and the Michigan State Spartans, I like Saadi Washington a lot. And I hope he does really well at Michigan State. He's a good coach. He's a good man. He's a proud father. I got nothing but love for him. So that doesn't, I mean, that might be a really bad way to do this. I know that you want me to be outraged. I know that you want me to be angry. I know that you want me to come out with some flaming hot takes that burn everything to the ground. I get it. I understand how you want me to be. But I like Saadi Washington as a human being. And so if Saadi Washington goes to Michigan State, I will root for him in every game that they don't play Michigan. And I hope he does really well. And I hope that there's a good opportunity. I would much rather take the Michigan State Spartans assistant coaching position than take a position as the head coach at U of D. And it's not a shot at U of D. I just don't think he can win there. I just don't think he can do it. I'm sorry. It's not a shot at Mark Montgomery. Like, I just, you know, I don't want to see Saadi go down like that. Like, I'd rather see him take the Michigan State job. Let's get to Danny in Brighton, who is on the line. Good morning, Danny. How are you?
Anthony, it's another beautiful day in the neighborhood, man. How are you?
Oh, God. Do you want to talk about beauty? I mean, it is sunny. It's already 72 degrees here. Life is good, partner. Like, I got no complaints. People are mad at Michigan. For whatever reason, on April 9th, I have no idea what we did.
You know, I don't either, but, you know, I'm just basking in my, what, 2.5 championships. Do I have to go and change my 97 championship sweatshirt to, like, put a half in there? Do I need to, like, go to the knitting mills and get, like, that half thrown in?
You know what I don't understand? I don't understand why everybody seems to forget. When you look at the Football Bowl subdivision, formerly known as Division One, the last quote unquote split national title was LSU and Southern Cal in 2003. I swear that was it. That was the last one. Did you know that?
No, because I remember when Colorado and I think Notre Dame maybe split the natty, but that was before.
We had Colorado and Georgia Tech in 1990, Georgia Washington Tech. And Miami in 91, Michigan and Nebraska in 97, Southern Cal and Oklahoma in 74, Alabama and USC in 78, Notre Dame and Alabama in 73. You know, I
that's why you had the all those splits basically gave birth to that monster known as the BCS.
Yeah, I mean, look, Nebraska, Texas, and Ohio State had a three-way in 1970. Michigan State and Notre Dame have a split title in 66. Do both of those teams claim it? In fact, Michigan State and Alabama had a split in 65. Do both of those teams claim it? And then there was another three-way split, Alabama, Arkansas, Notre Dame in 1964.
This somebody's doing it. So, interesting things happening on the road. By the way, the 97, if we remember, that was the famous fifth down game with Nebraska and Missouri, which help them stay undefeated so they can go and beat Satan Manning in Tennessee in the Orange Bowl.
And look, Michigan had the Heisman Trophy Award winner, one of the greatest college defenders of all time, and a Pro Football Hall of Famer. So I think that automatically gives them the national championship.
Well, it certainly did because they beat a better team, but, you know, that goes without saying. And by the way, you know, because I heard you just mention that thing about Saadi Washington, and I'm lockstep with you. I got to meet Saadi at a banquet. That dude is just such a good guy. How could any decent man, you know, wish anything bad on him? And if he
I don't even know if this is real or not. Like, I don't even know if this is a real report. It's just something that's gone viral on the internet, and I don't know, like, what kind of, you know, credibility this has. But if it is true, I just figured, look, I'll get ahead of the story and let everybody know that I 100%, without a sliver of a doubt, support Saadi Washington for exactly what you were saying. You met him at a banquet. And, I mean, the guy is just a lovable human.
Correct. Just solid man, solid family man. Absolutely. And also, would I rather coach UDM or be an assistant with Tom Izzo? Tom Izzo, 7 days out of seven.
Yep.
I'll even wear green, grudgingly.
That might be a requirement.
That's what I understand.
Maybe we'll get you a Gruff Sparty logo, but we got to hit the break, Danny. We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this.
Huge here with a reminder that on Thursday, April 25th, I'll be in Detroit for the NFL Draft. I'll be broadcasting live 3 until 6 from the world-famous Caucus Club as they prepare for the private NFL VIP party with Bull Rush Sports Management and certified NFL PA agent David Gregory. We'll be joined by Josh Garvey and his team from Dorn Mayhew. Matt Golden, the CEO at the Tullymore Golf Resort, will check in, and also our friends from Copper Craft Distillery. Be listening for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to get in to this private NFL draft night bash at the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit, less than a half mile from the NFL draft stage. It's being presented by the Michigan Sports Network and David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports Management. Be listening to the Huge Show for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to the Huge NFL Draft Watch Party Thursday, April 25th. 25th in Detroit.
Get ready to win big every Friday in April during Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort's 43rd gaming anniversary. Every hour from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., two winners will receive $500 in premium play. Then at 10 p.m., one lucky winner will walk away with $4,300 cash. The celebration doesn't stop there. On April 26th at 10 p.m., one lucky player will take home the grand prize of $43,000 cash. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway reimagined. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Miss any of today's show? Find our podcast and listen on demand on Google, Apple, Spotify, the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcast. Now, back to X's and Bros with Anthony Bellino here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros Michigan Sports Network. It seems like we've got everybody's feathers ruffled a little bit. Imagine if you left for Ohio State or a Michigan State guy went to Ohio State, then the takes would be flaming. We didn't forget. We are just discussing Michigan here in Michigan Radio. What? If Saadi Washington left, according to the internet rumors, it would be to Michigan State. What do you mean? If he went to Ohio State, guess what? His daughter is a gymnast at Ohio State. Guess what? Do you know where Bo Schembechler coached at before he went to Michigan? Wait until I tell you about that. Are you seated? Are you sitting down right now? Are you buckled up? Wait until I tell you who Bo used to work with. You're really going to be shocked. It's going to knock you. It's going to knock your block off. Are you prepared to handle any of that? Are you? I don't know. If Saadi Washington goes to Michigan State, I'm 100% okay with it. If he goes to Ohio State and works with Coach Diebler, I'm okay with that too. His daughter's there. Folks, you got to remember, I see things differently than most people. Sometimes that bothers people because I'm not this just psychotic super fan. It gets to, you know, doesn't bother me at all. Not one bit. In fact, I support him. Good. I literally wish him all the best. If Saudi Washington ends up getting an interview at Michigan State and goes to work with Tom Izzo, like, God bless him. I'd love to have him on the radio. I'll try to get it lined up. If it goes down, try to get him lined up. If it doesn't go down, I'll try to get him lined up anyways. Huh? We can talk about the internet rumors. It's just like a quick 10-minute because, I mean, the deal will be past the college basketball season at that point. But I'm really not... I'm sorry I can't be what you want me to be. I'm sorry that I cannot offer you an unhinged, irrational take on sports and on people's lives. Do I like the transfer portal? No, not one bit. And I know that we want to disguise it and compare it to coaching. It's not the same. Typically in coaching, these people have families they're packing up and moving. Typically in college, you're just moving an individual kid who's more or less dissatisfied with whatever's taking place. And instead of trying to grind it out, it's more of a microcosm of society right now, where we want to work the least but get paid the most. It doesn't add up. It's not good for our future at all. At all. I see some of the things that take place 99% of on the internet. I don't even comment on because I'm more or less afraid it's just going to get me in trouble. Because you can only have one viewpoint. Any contrarian viewpoint to that, any questions of that, typically lead you down a path where you get labeled and then get canceled. And cancel culture is kind of going away, though. Most people are waking up to the idiocracy that we've been going through now over the last 4 years. And, you know, I was listening to a really good debate. What's the guy's name? I forget who was in the middle, but he was arguing Fox News versus CNN. Right? And how none of it does the American people any good. And it was one of the most spot on things. I can't remember. I just saw it yesterday on Twitter and I was like, man, I was locked in for like 3 minutes. And I was like, this is great. This is profound right here. Cause none of it helps us. So look, I see things a lot differently. I see things from a real world perspective. I see things from a working class, blue collar mentality. I do not sit high upon some throne somewhere. I do not sit in the tower overlooking the peasants. I'm in the field with them. That's how I feel. That's how I hopefully present myself and represent myself to you, the audience and the listener. I just refuse to get emotionally wrapped up in, emotionally torn or twisted over the outcome of sporting events. It doesn't happen to me anymore. I'll tell you this. Let me share something with you. The NFL draft is coming to Detroit. It's a big deal. It's a huge deal. It's massive to the city of Detroit. Claude Molinari told me 2 weeks ago at the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 at LCA that they're expecting a $200 million economic impact to the city of Detroit for draft week. Let me pull back the curtain here. Selfishly, it's going to be a ton of work. A ton. We're talking all day Thursday till the end of the first round, all day Friday, and who knows when I'll be done, and Saturday. Like, everybody's looking forward to the draft because they get to go and experience it. It's different for me. You know, people talk about like Michigan, Ohio State at the Big House. It was a great game. Yeah. It was. It was also a very early morning. And I'm glad everybody went onto the field. Good. The more people that stuck around the stadium, the easier it was for me to get out of there. It's not that I'm not grateful. It's just that I have a different responsibility on a game day. The game day experience is different for me. And there'll be times where, you know, I'll go in the parking lot and hop in with some fans. And I got to run into JT Barrett and his family. That was great. And that was fun. And I made sure I said, yeah, is everybody treating you well? Like, you guys okay here in all your Ohio State gear? And they started laughing. I was like, JT. And he just kind of looked and smiled. I said, man, you know, because he works with the Lions. He went to Ohio State. Oh, my God. Doesn't faze me. It doesn't matter. And plenty of friends that went to Ohio State, plenty of friends that are Ohio State fans. It just, I know you want me to, you want it to bother me, but it doesn't. Let's get to Freddie, who's on the line, who's been very active via the text line this morning. Good morning, Freddie. How are you?
Yeah, the only problem is you only read half my text. That's the problem.
But, well, I'm not gonna read texts that slander people and that talk about people's moms. I'm not gonna do that, Freddie. I get, you know, that I just
oh,
not gonna
come
do
on.
That.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Like, you act like I send slandering, terrible texts. Don't even portray me that way. I don't send stuff like that. You know it.
What did you said know, something earlier about somebody's mom, did you not? Yes or no?
I didn't. I didn't say nothing about a mom. I said I didn't call anyone names or anything like that.
Who did you say stepdad about? Who'd you say that about?
LeBron.
Okay, and so how do you become somebody's stepdad? You start talking about their mom. I'm not going to do that, Freddie. I don't have to like LeBron. I think he's a liar. I think he's a fraud. He's a hell of a basketball player. I'm not going to talk about his family.
I didn't talk about their mom. I didn't say nothing bad. I just said that was a possible stepdad. That's all I said. You act like I wrote some slanderous stuff about her. No, that's not right. But it's okay. I respect you to read it. Did you hang up on me?
Or no, I'm here. I'm listening. I'm trying to figure out how a stepdad doesn't directly correlate to somebody's mother. Well, it doesn't make any sense.
I just want to make sure. Yeah, I understand. But what I'm trying to say is that I didn't write anything bad in that text. Okay? Then you're making it sound like I wrote some nasty stuff in that text. I didn't write any nasty stuff. I just said I didn't realize so-and-so coached so-and-so. I had totally forgot about that. That's all I said. Yeah,
and Jameer Nelson.
I remember Jameer Nelson. I remember.
Good team.
He was a Piston.
Good team.
So, yeah, really good team. Good coach. He's a great coach. Should have been the coach. You forgot that part, too. He should have been the Michigan coach from day one.
Well, so, you know, you tried to say that he was the head coach when things were going well, but then when things weren't going well, you just blamed Juwan. So I'm still sitting here trying to figure out what side of the fence you're on.
Well, if Juwan's on the side, he's the head coach. That's the way I look at it. So if he's on the sideline, he's the head coach. If he's not on the sideline, Phil Martelli's the head coach. And what I remember is when Phil Martelli was on the sideline by himself, they were playing better. So those are facts. Now, I know I'm not giving any credit here, but it's okay. I don't work in the media. I understand. I'm just a fan. I get it. Now,
you'll never let that go, will you?
No, I never let it go. I think it's a ridiculous statement because I think it's true for a lot, but I don't think it's true for all.
See, I find interesting is how do you say that you don't watch college basketball and then come in with these like flaming hot takes of this guy was better than that guy when you said that you didn't watch college basketball? It doesn't make any sense.
I understand that. I don't have to watch the game to know when Phil Martelli was coaching the team, they were winning. They were playing better, and they were winning. So I don't have to. I do like a – listen, you act like all you media guys do your homework. No, you don't. You look at the score app is what you do. A lot of people do. So please.
I like the score
app. I'm not a dumb guy. Yeah, I understand that. But that's what a lot of the guys that turn on the mic do, okay? I mean, I have, you know, yesterday I hear, you know, he's considered one of the best in the state. Okay, he turns on the mic. He's considered one of the best. I mean, a lot of people love him. A lot of people hate him. I don't have to say the name. I think we all know who we're talking about. I think you're a lot like him, to be honest with you, even though I think you're more talented than him. But I think you guys are just so much alike. It's not even funny. And I listen to both of you daily. But the funny thing is, I hear yesterday, well, how stupid you don't take a college bat over a high school bat. Well, I didn't hear that when the high schooler was drafted. And I heard at the beginning of the year that the Tigers were going to be good, and they got really a shot at this. Now they're 9 games in, everyone's panties are in a bunch, and they're talking about how you shouldn't take the college bat and in high school it was stupid. I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing?
It's called revisionist history.
But they didn't say that when the guy was drafted.
Well, of course not.
Okay, but that's, see, that stuff, I don't like that kind of stuff. Okay? Now, you want to have an opinion, great. There's no, I respect people. Shep used to say all the time, it takes a lot of guts to call into a radio station. That's why you don't have your callers don't even call in, because they don't, they're scared to have an opinion, because they're scared to say, well, you were wrong, blah, blah. I don't care who thinks I'm wrong, because I know a lot of my stuff that I come, as I say, is mostly right. And I know a lot of stuff that I tweet people use on their shows. I know for a fact. I hear it. People ask me. So I don't care. But
I like to prelude that by I saw Freddie tweet yesterday, or I saw a tweet via Freddie yesterday. If I like it, if it makes sense, then yeah.
Oh, you know, you muted me on Twitter, so I'm not even worried about it.
I haven't muted you on Twitter. What do you mean? What kind of false allegation is that? All I'm saying is this. This is a very big year for Spencer Torkelson. This is a bigger year this year than last year. That's all I said yesterday. He's over 1,000 at-bats. He's got to be able to hit higher than 230. Like, it's got to happen. His on-base percentage has got to go up. His slugging's got to be up. His OPS has got to go up.
Well, Torkelson, I think we all knew from the beginning, he's not going to be a 270 hitter. He may be, but if he gets you 30, 40 bombs and 100 RBIs, that's probably where he's going to be. Is that good enough for everybody? Probably not, but it's okay. But what about Riley Green? Riley Green is another Cade Cunningham. I texted you that yesterday. I don't even know if you read it, but he's another
Cade Cunningham. Yeah, we talked about this yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but Cade Cunningham... All I heard last year is when Riley Green was out of the lineup, they couldn't hit. He comes back in the lineup, and they started hitting. Well, where is he hitting now? And what's going on? Is he supposed to be a 300 hitter? Is he supposed to be your leader, like Cade Cunningham? You can't play games down the stretch because what? Your hamstring needs a massage? Give me a break. I mean, give me a break. Get out there and play. Be a leader. Show the city, show the team that you're a leader. You're not.
So – he's appeared in every game this year, just for the record. And Riley Green. Yeah, he played 99 games last year and hit .288.
Yeah, until he's hurt. Until he's hurt this year. And then he'll be next to Cade Cunningham at the wrestling match like he was last night. They'll be sitting side to side next to each other, both hurt on the IL and not being leaders. Give me a break. I called because you said... You said, I want you to take flaming hot takes. This isn't about you making flaming hot takes. This is about me having an opinion, okay? Saudi Washington, I don't care where he goes. What I'm saying is, if a guy left Michigan to go to Ohio State, or a guy left Michigan State to go to Ohio State, then everyone would be like, ah, man, Michigan State, blah, blah, blah. But see, the blue wall don't say nothing about Michigan. It's okay. You know where Bo came from? We know where Bo came from. I was alive when Bo came from Ohio. You weren't.
Wait, so I don't understand, what are you saying? If somebody left Michigan State and went to Ohio State, then what would happen?
Then some people would be turning on the mic and be laughing, like, huh, what's going on in Michigan State? You can't stay there. You have to go to Ohio State. But now Saudi is leaving Michigan, and the blue wall saying, it's okay. It's okay. No problem. You know, because instead of lighting him to go into their rival, they're saying, oh, it's okay. But if it was the other way around, you know dang well that the hot takes would be out. The hot flaming Cheetos would be out.
The hot flaming Cheetos would be out. So this is basketball only, or is this football too?
This is everything. How about the center, Jason Bourne, when he left Ohio State?
The only Jason Bourne I know is Matt Damon's character. That's the only Jason Bourne I care about.
All right, who's the guy? I messed up his name. Forgive
That's
me.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah, I'm not worried about it. Hey, Freddie, I got to be honest with you. if somebody left, if Mark Montgomery left Tom Izzo's staff and took a job at Ohio State, it's no different than Saadi Washington. Except for the fact that Saadi doesn't have a job right now. Like, that's the other part that we're not really factoring in, is we don't know what job has been offered, if there has been an offer from Dusty May. So he's kind of in that weird sort of realm of, currently actively searching for a coaching job. And there is a position available because Mark Montgomery took the head job at UD. So, I mean, it makes sense. This doesn't bother me. If the tables were turned, if Tom Izzo left and his number one assistant decided to, or number two assistant or three, whatever ranking you want to give him, decided he was going to come to Michigan, it really, I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
By the way, I know you have a guest. I want to say this. Mark Montgomery, I'm going to give you a prediction. He's going to win more than one game next year at UND. There's no doubt about it. So bet that. And I meant what I said. You're more talented than the guy that works in the afternoon. You're much more talented. So,
hey, everybody get the sledgehammer out. The UD over 1.5 wins in 2024.
Just so you know, you are a pain in the butt, man. Read the text. Don't take everything so personal. This is about the state of Michigan listening, not you. You don't need to be.
Oh boy. Hold on. We got an action-packed fight card taking over Las Vegas for UFC 300. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the UFC, is giving you a chance to get in on the action with a knockout offer. For every fight fan, new customers can bet on UFC 300. Any bout, turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets. All you have to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use the promo code HUGE. New customers can bet $5, get $150 instantly in bonus bets only with DraftKings Sportsbook. Only use the promo code HUGE. The crown is yours. Now, gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus, physically present in Michigan. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions do apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/MMA. We'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. X's and bros.
We played for the thrill. That rush you feel with the game on the line. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver. Now, with Eagle Casino and Sports, the new sportsbook app from Soaring Eagle, anywhere I'm at, I'm still in the game.
Sign up now and get up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000 for a risk-free bet on your next favorite underdog, parlay, or prop.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Huge here for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now, it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Roast Umber is a farm direct coffee sourced from Central American farmers and roasted in Grand Rapids. And also the Nitro Cold Brew Coffee is a convenient and healthy option for energy with no sugar additives. Look for it at your local retailer or at roastumber.com.
The Freddie the Pizza Man Foundation is dedicated to providing support to families and Michigan schools touched by autism. We invite you to join us in supporting these families and schools by making a donation at FreddieThePizzaMan.com. With your donation, you can help provide essential resources that can make a real impact. Visit FreddieThePizzaMan.com to make a donation and to learn more about the foundation's mission. That's FREDI ThePizzaMan.com. Together, we can make a difference.